Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. The shir should be a special schus for every mori and imi maraz yishi yichyu. Shmuel Alexander benecha gittel simcha benecha gittel. Inishvas maraz Esther bas Shmuel maraz Chaim bas Zekiona maraz Altachana bas Rav Meir Zev. The Gemara in Maseches Yuma Daf Pei Aleph Amid Aleph brings Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, "Why isn't there an azhara said in Inui?" In other words, when it comes to Inui and Yom Kippur, it doesn't say "Don't do it." It doesn't say "Alav." It just says that the soul that doesn't afflict itself, v'nechus ha'nefesh lo tu'uneh, but it doesn't say that a lashon of lo ta'aseh. So Reish Lakish asks, why doesn't it say a lashon of lo ta'aseh? Al tochlu ve'al tishtu. Why does it say a lashon of don't do it? So the Gemara says because it wouldn't work. If it says lo yochal, then achilas b'kezayis, it's not true, it's b'kakos seves. If it says lo su'une, don't be afflicted, then you would think that you have to go ahead and eat. If it would say hishamer pen lo su'une, then you'd have too many lavs. Hishamer pen lo su'une would be at least two lavs. You know, you only need one. You only want one. If he says hishamer b'mitzvus inui, so then the hishamer of a lav is a lav, hishamer then says an aseh would be an aseh. So what about writing, says the Gemara at the end, Al Tasser Mena Inui? The Gemara says, Taki, you're right. Kasha. Al Tasser Mena Inui. Don't, that's a lashon of don't. Don't remove yourself from the Inui. Taka should say that, it doesn't. And the Gemara says, Kasha. So we have to understand the Gemara. Hechitesi, mechitesi, that it should say a lashon of Azhara by Inui. Why should it say a lashon of Azhara by Inui? Why isn't the pasuk telling you to afflict yourself enough? Why does it have to say a lashon of azhara? And then behemshech the Gemara says v'tana l'maisi l'mehacha. And then we learn yalfusis, just like in other cases lo anash alem ken is here. So to hear lo anash alem ken is here. In other cases is an onesh and the onesh goes with an azhara. So here you have an onesh. The onesh has to go with the los asay. That's weird. Normally when you learn one case to the other, it's because they're both aser. Or both mitzvahs, and you learn details of one to the other. But to learn the etzem iser, the etzem los haseh, from one to the other, is a very big kiddush. What type of yafutz is that? Masham lo anash alem ken iser afkan. No, maybe there's an ashar. Here there's no ashar. We find the same thing in zvachim. Something very similar. It's talking there about shochet kochim b'chutz, ma'ala kochim b'chutz, outside the Beis HaMikdash, the person's chayiv, karis b'mezen and chatis b'shogeg. So by ma'ala, we have an onesh and we have an azhara, the Gemara says. But by shchita, we have a pasuk with an onesh, but we don't have a pasuk with an azhara. So Abai says the kal v'chomer. U'mab makom shalo anash his here, makom shalanash ein odin shis here. So somebody was makdish before the Yisr Bamo, so there's no onesh. Of being ma'ala b'chutz, nevertheless it's aser. Here where there is an onesh, certainly there's an azhara. And Rabbi says, like Rabbi Yonah says, you learn sham. Just like in the other case, lo anesh alim kain is here, so to hear, lo anesh alim kain is his here. So to hear in the case of shochet b'chutz, there's an onesh, so there's also going to be an azhara. That's what it says in the Gemara in Zvachim. So it's the same type of Yalfusa. Just like there's an Onesh and Azhara. It says, Sham, so to hear, by Shochet Bachutz. So what's Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha when it says, Azhara Minalan? That where do you find an azhara by shochet b'chutz? So there's a machlokas v'shonim. Rashi says because the azhara you're going to be chay b'chatas b'shogeg, because the chatas only comes alav v'kares. You have to have alav and a kares, as it says ha'pesach v'amila mitzvah haseh v'ein chay b'leim chatas b'meseches krisus. It says that pesach and mila are mitzvah haseh, and there's no chiyuv chatas. Because Rashi says here, you need a lav for a chiyuv chatas. That's what the lav does for us. You have a lav by shchita, that means b'shogeg b'chatas. Tosis says, I don't understand. Look in Makis, stuff you'd Gimel Amid Beis, and you'll see there that carbon doesn't require an Azhara. Because the Mara says, maybe the Azhara, the Losa say, is to bring a carbon. Because Pesach and Mila don't have a Losa say, and they don't have a carbon. They say, no. That's not why you have to bring a carbon. You know, I have to bring a carbon. What's mechayev a carbon is a hekesh. Hukash kol haTorah kula l'avodas kochavim. Just like avodas kochavim is a sheval tase, so to everything else that sheval tase, meaning sit and don't do. But if it's an asay like Pesach and Mila, that's get up and do. There's going to be no carbon. So it's mechayev a carbon is not the azhara. What's mechayva carbon is that it's a sheva al tase. It's telling you not to do it, and you went and you did it. That's what's mechayva carbon. Not the fact that there's a lav. So what does Rashi mean that the lav is there to give you a chatas? You see, in Makis, lav isn't there to give you a chatas. So Tosfos says that when it says azhara minalan, it's because we find in Makis that for a malchus you need an azhara. So where do you know there's going to be Malchus? So we have to miyashiv the parish of Rashi. So we have a sugi that a carbon doesn't require an azhara. It's whether it's kumvaseh or sheval tase. If it's kumvaseh that you went ahead and did something wrong, there is a carbon. If there's a chiyuv kares b'mezid, then b'shogit b'chatas. But if there's no kumvaseh, like Pesach and Mila, there's no carbon. And Rashi and Makkos is explicit about that. He said it's all learned from the Torah Achas Yelechem, Hikshu Kol HaTorah Kula Avodas Kochavim. Just like over there it's Sheval Tase, so to all. All Lavim are Sheval Tase. So to every time there's going to be a Chi of Carbon, it's Sheval Tase. So the Koveh, the determining factor, is whether or not it's a kumvaseh. It's Torah is telling you to do something, you didn't do it. There's going to be no carbon. But it's a sheval tase, and there will be a carbon. That's the determinant for a carbon. Kumvaseh or sheval tase, not whether there's a lav written. So how is Rashi gonna deal with that? Why does Rashi say for a carbon you need a lav? You don't need a lav. You don't need an azhara for a carbon. Also, you have to understand the teretz of the Gemara in Zvachim. The Gemara has yalfuses to teach you an azhara, but how do you teach, like we asked in Yuma? How do you teach and the etzem azhara from a yalfusa? A yalfusa can teach you, once you already have an iser, it can teach you the details of the iser. But to learn that there was a bechlal an iser, how do you get that? In order to give Malchus, according to Tosfos, or carbon, according to Rashi, that's enough to have a Yalfusa, to make it Aser B'chlal, that there's going to be a Chi of carbon or Malchus. It's difficult to understand. So, Agon Rav Leibel Mintzberg, Zechat Tzadik Livracha, explained as follows, that Tosfos is correct. Chi of carbon Chatas is not Talui Bazhar. It's telling you being over B'kum V'aseh. So if a person is over on the mitzvahs of Hashem b'kum v'aseh, and b'mezid there's a kares, and b'shogeg there's going to be a carbon. What about those isurim that are really not there because what you're doing is b'etzem wrong, but because you're not doing something right? So it's usher to do this. It's usher to do bad thing A, because thereby you're not doing good thing B. So we have to define the Isser then. Is the Isser doing the bad thing A, or is the Isser not doing the good thing B? L'mashal Shabbos. Shabbos, the etzem, the purpose of the malachas, is that you should be Shabbos, you should be resting. So is the Isser the etzem malacha, or the fact that you're not resting? The answer is the Isser is also the etzem malacha. We know by Shabbos that the etzem malachas are mutter. Because the pa'ula is be'etzem aser, not only the fact that it puts you in a matzav where you're not resting, What about fasting on Yom Kippur? When you eat, it puts you in a matzav where you're not be'inui. So is being not be'inui the yisur? Not doing the maaseh chiyuvi of being be'inui? Or doing the maaseh shlili of eating? So that lechor is the nidon of the sugya. When it says ki kol nefesh alo tu'une v'nichusa, does that mean that the maisa aveira b'achilas is a pool of chiyuvis of shviras v'chilu mitzvus inui? Those su'une, anybody who's not afflicted, he's mechalal, he breaks the inui, and on that comes the onesh. Or lo su'une is that he's nimna mina inui. Lo su'une, it's just that he's not in a matzav of inui. What's the nafkamina? Karban chatas. If it's a maaseh chiyuvi, then there's a karban chatas. If it's just that you're not in the positive matzav, then there's no chatas. So when the Chazal understood that it's the onesh is because of the maaseh chiyuvi, because you're a mechalal, you're shover the inui. So the Gemara says, then why taka doesn't it say inui? And on that, Reish Lakish answered that you can't. There was no way for the pasuk to have written it. But really, the emes is that it's an isur chiyuvi. There was just no way to write it as a lo taseh, as a don't do it. So it just read what. Don't be in a state to nefesh alo tuna where you're not afflicted. But the maisa of doing something against that is the isur. Not just that you're not in a matzav of inui, but that you did a mice against the inui. And therefore there's going to be a carbon, it's kumvaseh. And that's how you can learn that there's an ashar from a yalfusa. How you have a limud, ma'kan lo anashalim kenizir, avsham lo anashalim kenizir. Because you don't need an explicit azhara. You need an explicit azhara, it wouldn't fly. But all you need is some sort of gilui that the gather of lo su'une is not just a lack of being in a matzav of affliction, but that there's a maisa here of afka and chilo matzav inui. That's what the Gemara calls azhara. It's ke'ein azhara. It's ke'ein telling you don't do this. It's not an actual ashara, it's not an actual lotase. That you can't learn. But it's being magdir the yisr. That the ratzon haTorah is not only that you should be in a matzav of inui, but that you shouldn't do a maisa to break the inui. And that's the ashara. We're not an ashara mamish. But that was the whole anachat yisod, that's the whole assumption of the Gemara. That's why the Gemara says, so excuse me, how do you... Why doesn't it say a lashon of lo taseh? Because the Gemara understood that's the problem. And memela it's pashut, there's going to be a carbon. Because it's an isser of shei b'al taseh, it's telling you not to do. And if you do it, you go ahead and do it, then you're over. And that explains Rashi and Zvachim. Rashi and Zvachim says, Ashar minalan, it's machayv yu achatas, because achatas only comes on lav v'kares. What do you mean lav? What does Rashi mean achatas is only for a lav? You don't need a lav. We see that in Makkos. Teretz is that that's not what Rashi means. Rashi doesn't mean a lav mamish. It means that the gather of the Yisr should be, don't do this. And if you do this, you're doing something against the Torah. Croesus Rashi writes about a Pesach and Mila. that they're not b'nei karban. Why not? Ein karban ela alav. What do you mean ein karban at the beginning of krisis? What does it mean ein karban ela alav? The Be'er Sheva says, tamei ani pekadosh echiyomar davar zeh. We see in Makkos that it's not true. A karban doesn't require a lav. You don't need an ashara. The Gemara rejected that and said all you need is that it should be a sheva al tase. You're not allowed to get up and do it. So Rashi Beis Amar Aleph Dibor Maschilu Mila Mitzvah Saseh Uvakares. Rashi there says Chayvim Karban Dein Karban El Alav. What do you mean Dein Karban El Alav? Like we say later, okay, the Mefarish the Kama. What does that mean? It's on the iser, the karban is brought not because it's a lav, not because it's an ashara, not because it's a losa asay, but because of because it's kum vasay. See on Gimel Amar Aleph, it says, "The Katani Seifa Pesach Umila Mitzvus Asay Pesach Umila Mai Katani Lehu." There's no carbon chatas. V'same Lasuya Carbon Aleihon. If you're going to say that V'same you to bring a carbon, you don't bring a carbon. Why not? Kesuk Shukol Ator Kula Avodas Kochavim. Ma Avodas Kochavim B'Shev Al Tase Afkol B'Shev Al Tase. The issue is not the lav. So the answer is that Rashi doesn't mean mamisha lav. It means kain lav, like it's telling you not to do it. And if you do it, then the pu'ula that you're doing isn't just that you're not in the matzav that we want you to be in, but that you're doing something active against the Torah. So any isser that you're doing something, any maisa that's against what the Torah says, and there's a karet, it's b'mezid, then b'shogi, there's going to be a chatas. And interesting, the Rambam writes Kalash and Rashi b'sefer ha-mitzvahs. And mitzvahs lo sasei kuf tzadi vav. She siranu me'achol b'tzom kippur v'lo bir b'torah asara l'pol zeh v'al zeh har onesh v'chayv karis l'misha ochal v'edana sh'achila musheris imenu v'rema koronav v'shal asuna v'nichrusa v'bitchilas krisus k'shemanu v'chui v'krisus simanu b'chol ha-me'achol b'yom kippur v'bir rishem sh'kol ma sh'chayvim ala kar av karis. So here the Rambam says mitzvah lo saseh. That's when there's going to be a chiyuv kares. Hinei kvar sami shachil b'makor mitzvah lo saseh. Lefik chayv ben alz donakar tzvah shigigas achatis. Because it's a lo saseh. Yerchayv ben ashogeg chatis. What do you mean it's a lo saseh? Where's the lo saseh? Nefesh shalot tuune v'nichrusat. The Gemara looks for a lashon of lo saseh and it doesn't find it. The answer is lo saseh is that's the geder of the yisr. The geder of the yisr is don't go ahead and do it. Don't do it. If you do it, then you're over. Not that there's an ashara mefureshes. Tosis Rid in Yuma writes, "Tavade pshita le the Reish Lakish, the high tanu as harsh le yochav yishtehu. Lo dami lasi de milo pesach shish be maisa biyadayim. Avalai ain bo maisa biyadayim. Ah. Ein bo maise, like a shenu ocho v'sho, sinim tishu misane. Helgo chaitanu atzara shalo yocho v'yishtu. Ela hai kashe le reish lokesh, amai lo apik la atzara zu, b'loshen la, v'ela b'loshen zeh. So he says exactly what we're saying, that it's pashut to reish lokesh, that tanu is an atzara not to eat and drink. And it's not like Milan Pesach, that it's telling you to actively go ahead and do something. Here the mitzvah is not go ahead and be afflicted. It's also a mitzvah. But there's an isser. Don't do something against the affliction. So this tanu is an azhara. A halakha chai tanu azhara shleuchal v'yishtu. So then Reish Lakish was bothered. So why doesn't he use that lashon? It's mamish beautiful that that's exactly as we explained in Rashi. That it is an azhara. So when Rashi increases, says that it's a lav, it doesn't mean mamish a lav, but that's the meaning of it. That's the nature of the Yisr. In other words, it's not, strictly speaking, the Lashon is not a Lashon of a lav, but the Ofi, the nature of the Yisr, is that it's a lav. It's telling you, don't do something. Don't eat and drink. And not go ahead and do something. Go ahead and be binu. Don't eat and drink. So that turns it into a lav, as opposed to Pesach and Mila, which is go ahead and do Pesach and Mila. And if you don't, so that's telling you to go ahead and do something. And here it's telling you, don't eat and drink. If you go ahead and eat and drink, you're being over on it. Here it's a los ase. It's telling you, don't eat and drink. It's not telling you to go and do something like Pesach and Milas, a Maisa B'Yadayim, like the Tosfos Ritz says. Here it's telling you not to do a Maisa B'Yadayim. It's telling you not to do. So if you go ahead and do it, it's a lav. It just doesn't have that lashon. So that it says a nefesh lo suuna is an azhara. Kolam shesug isuro isur al peula chiyuvit shel afkato bitum atzav mitzvah ratzui. And this gather causes a chiyuv chatas. It's kein azhara. Chen kosav b'tshuvas Rabbi Avram ben Arama min simit samchei ayin sham ba'aruka. Beautiful. Okay, so this is a very interesting sugya, and I hope that we're zochot to come back to it. Lomo du lelamid lishma v'lasu l'kayim is called Ibrahim Salam Terasa v'hava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.